The diced salmon is spiced with a mixture including paprika, garam masala, cumin and flaked red chilies. Then chop ginger, garlic and tomato.
Just going to just add a couple of chilies to it. So with this, we're just going to shake it like that.
Would you have had food like this as a kid?
My mum really cooked really well. Yes. And you know, after a hard day at school, we'd come home to a really nice dinner, you know. Yeah. So it's memories like that that you want to pass on to your own children as well. Add all of that salmon. I mean, this is what I tend to do. Start off one thing and then think, oh, what else have I got in the cupboards, and make that. And then I'm just on a roll.
And then do you ring the kids up and go, right?
I do, and sometimes I've made so much food, I don't know what to do with it. So I'm like, you know, come on, you've got to come round. If you haven't got time to eat it, just come and take it away.
Oh, brilliant. Suck them in.
It's called bribery.
Yeah,
that's what my mother did to us for years.
Oh, with chopped coriander added, the salmon supper dish is already done. But her ginger apparently now has something extra special to show us.
This is basically going to be the basic masala sauce that you can use in almost any curry.
Right.
So once you've mastered this, you've mastered the lot.
This is a brilliant curry method from Hajinder. It's something that both Dave and I have adopted. It starts with onions cooked gently down in oil for about 20 minutes.
What I do is I make a large batch of it and then I freeze it.
Look at that.
Just like a good Italian tomato sauce, Hajinder's taka masala sauce is the building block of a vast range of great simple suppers.
It's ready to freeze that.
Hajinder is only making a small quantity for us, but the method is the same.
Right, so what I'm going to do now is just going to add some of the cumin. Add the garlic. And then the ginger goes in. And now we can add the tomatoes. This is basically your masala sauce now.
That's the masala?
Yeah.
So from that you can put your chilies, your meat, your vegetables,
yeah,
whatever you want.
Yeah.
And today, it's destined to become a classic chicken curry.